This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Neil. Hey Feifei, shouldn't we be celebrating?
Why?
Haven't we presented 100 of these The English We Speak programmes together?
100? Oh no, we've done way more than that. I could present these programmes standing on my head.
That I would love to see.
Not literally. I mean do it easily, without difficulty.
I know that, Feifei. But you probably could present this programme standing on your head, because you're an old hand at this.
Excuse me? I may have presented this programme for many years, but I do not have old hands. How rude.
Don't worry, I wasn't referring to your hands. They look lovely. If you are an old hand at doing something, it means you are very skilled and experienced. It was a compliment.
Oh, right, thanks. Let's hear some examples of this phrase in action.
Let's get Mike in to solve our IT problem, shall we? He's an old hand at fixing computers.
Miguel is an old hand at map reading, so let's make him the leader on our mountain trek.
I can see you're an old hand at project management. It would have taken me days to create a spreadsheet like that.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning about the phrase an old hand, which describes someone who is skilled and experienced at doing something.
It's a handy phrase, isn't it? But come on, Feifei, as you're such an old hand, why not have a go at really presenting standing on your head?
OK, Neil, as you're paying me a compliment. Here goes. I'll give a hand. Ouch!
Are you OK? I think you should stick to doing what you are most skilled and experienced at.
You mean not listening to your silly suggestions?
I'm an old hand at making silly suggestions, Feifei.
Let's forget our celebration, shall we? Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.